Days when Afghanistan was used by others as so-called strategic depth, however, India tells UNSC. On December 20, 2022, the Secretary, West, in the Ministry of External Affairs, Sanjay Verma, stated that the days when other powers used Afghanistan for its so-called strategic depth are over. Such skewed approaches have brought nothing but misery and mayhem to the Afghans. He further stated that Afghanistan's peace and stability are critical imperatives that India and the international community must strive for collectively. Concerning India, he added that the country would continue to play its role in pursuing its objective, and the interests of the Afghan people will continue to be at the core of New Delhi's efforts. India is closely monitoring the security system in Afghanistan. The main priority of India in Afghanistan is to provide immediate humanitarian assistance for the Afghan people. We are forming an accurate, inclusive government in addition to drug trafficking and preserving the rights of women, children and minorities. On the political front, he stated that India continues to call for an inclusive dispensation in Afghanistan that represents all sections of Afghan societies. It will aid in economic recovery and development at a particular scale. He highlighted the importance of UNSC Resolution 2593. It univocally demands that the territory of Afghanistan should not be used for sheltering, training, planning and financing terrorist acts, especially the efforts by Lashkar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed. A concerning trend is that terrorist attacks have targeted public spaces of worship, as well as educational institutions, especially for minorities, as well as diplomatic premises. Another area of his concern was the issue of drug trafficking, which is closely linked with terrorism. Afghanistan is a part of the Golden Crescent. It involves three countries: Iran, Pakistan, and Afghanistan itself. Apart from terrorism, Afghanistan is known for its poppy cultivation and smuggling. Drug barons finance terrorist activities, too, such as money to buy more and more weapons and gain recruits. The drugs and narcotics are illegally shipped to Europe, Central Asia and Russia through trade routes. The secretary said India has direct stakes in returning long-term peace and stability in Afghanistan. India is a contagious neighbor and long-standing partner of Afghanistan. India also has strong historical and civilizational links with Afghanistan and its Afghan inhabitants. As a close neighbor, Afghanistan will continue to remain in the hearts of India and will continue to speak out in support of the Afghan people. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.